We're just going to learn for a few minutes the Seder Havidui B'Mincha B'Erev Yom Kippur that the Mechaber discusses, that when it comes to the reciting of Vidui, we do not begin on Yom Kippur, but rather on Erev Yom Kippur. The Mechaber begins this simon by reciting Sarachlis Vados B'Mincha Kodem Suda Hamafsekes. And even though really you can daven mincha all the way to Shkia, we find that when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, for some reason, you'll see that mincha is called generally for an earlier time, this year at 2:30, and which is before one has their final meal. And the question is why? Which also you can ask, why is it necessary to have the reciting of Vidui at that time? After all, we're going to have the entire day of Yom Kippur, which we're going to be involved in confession of Vidui. So why then do we have to add it again on Erev Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah Berurah explains and discusses, based on the language of the Gemara, he says, Shema yeralo devar kalkola basuda. It's possible that something may happen not so great during the meal, during the Suda Mafsekes. Possible, literally it sounds like a person may choke, which is the next word, Sheyachanik, the Mishnah Berurah says, because maybe you'll choke, which is actually the opinion of the Rambam of how he interprets those words of the Gemara. And therefore, if you are going to wait to say Vidui, or I haven't said Vidui for 364 days, so Yom Kippur is going to come soon anyway, it's already Erev Yom Kippur, and unfortunately you lost that opportunity because didn't make it to that Yom Kippur. Oh, Shittitarif Daito. He says another possibility, the Mishnah Berurah does, that maybe your person's not going to have the ability, after having a meal, to be able to concentrate and to be able to say Vidui. V'lo yuchulis vados acharkach. Now, what's the reason why? So Rashi tells us a different reason. He says, machmas shichrus, which means a person will be drunk, right? It's probably not the smartest thing to drink before a fast. But if a person does, not only is it not good for a fast, it's also not good for vidui. And therefore, because of these different concerns, that's why a person recites vidui Erev Yom Kippur. V'yesh poskim shesovim, there are those that are of the opinion, shetzarech lesvados gam achar achila kodem chashecha, says that even the vidui before mincha, during mincha, before your sudah masekas, that alone isn't enough either. You should still not wait until Yom Kippur. You should say vidui again after you finished your sudah masekas. Broil hachmir kedezo, as the according to the opinion of the Shla, it is befitting to hold of such an opinion to go strict. The chenu hagu bismanenu. In fact, this is something which many of us have the custom of doing, not necessarily vidui as we know it, but shomrim oz tefil zaka. That the many pages before Kol Nidre, it's called tefil zaka, and many people are particular to recite that before Kol Nidre, and it's based on the same idea that a person should be involved in Vidui before Yom Kippur. Now, even though it would be, I certainly cannot compare my reason to that of the Rambam or to Rashi, but I believe maybe there's an additional reason that why we recite Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, and it's based on the expression that I often say. Very often people wait until Yom Kippur to do tshuva. I'll wait, I won't do it now, I'll procrastinate, I'll push it off. So they say, do tshuva now and avoid the holiday rush. So what's the idea of that? The idea is that by doing tshuva and vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, it's setting a message, setting a tone that Yom Kippur, of course, is Yom Kippur. But there's every day the opportunity, even if it's not Yom Kippur, for us to be engaged in vidui, for us to be involved in doing tshuva, and therefore a person should, even before Yom Kippur, according to this, to set the tone of the seriousness of constantly reminding themselves to do tshuva and to be engaged in confessing and to remember the faults, the things that they can improve on, and therefore because of this, we do recite vidui even before Yom Kippur begins.